Hey, what's up? Exhausted? Everybody left. I'm about to go home too. You going? I was like that too when I started. You get used to it though. As you can see, I'm not that tired. Yeah, you're pretty good by the way. I watched you the entire game. Of course. I'm the leader after all. I have to make sure every girl belongs here. I'm really glad you're with us. I think you will bring us lots of wins. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. I've played volleyball for a long time. Your athleticism is great. I can tell some certain movements and stuff are natural to you. You're just what we need. You just need to improve your stamina a bit. But no worries. I know quite a few exercises that can help with just that. Do you mind if I sit beside you? This bag gets kind of heavy after carrying it for a while. I bet you could use a little massage. Relax, it's okay. Let me. It will feel great. There, you like that? Doesn't it feel better already? My ex-girlfriend used to do this for me. That's who I learned it from. Just a simple shoulder rub can do so much. Hmm? Oh yeah, I said girlfriend. Why? Does that surprise you? You should hear the guys. See their faces when I tell them why I'm rejecting them? It gets quite hilarious. They just can't believe it. A baddie like me, head of the hottest volleyball team in the universe. And she's all for the girls. They get mad sometimes, be rude and stuff. But I deal with it all pretty well by now. What about you? You know what I mean. Oh, you don't want to tell me? No problem. You want me to stop? Oh. Okay, I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm sorry. The massage helped a bit though, right? Good, good. It felt good for me, too. I mean, I'm sorry, but you're just so gorgeous. I know, it's not very professional of me. You know, being your team leader and all, but who cares, right? We're alone here. It's not like we're in the middle of a game, either. Besides, it's kind of important to be in good favor of your leaders, don't you think? A closer relationship could be quite beneficial for the both of us. Doesn't matter what you call it, it can be friends, but also can be something more. I hope you don't mind me playing with your hair like that. You're just so perfect. You're a shy one, aren't you? I can tell. That's fine. I think it's quite adorable. Oh, I wouldn't lie to you. Trust me. Contrary to popular belief, good girls are a lot of fun. The bad girls are cool too, but there's not much more I can teach them. Plus, you get bored of the same old after a while. The confident ones often cause a lot of trouble in the end. They can get annoying, constantly talking about themselves, being loud. An innocent girl like you is the sweetest treat after all that noise. You know what I mean? Relax, we're just talking. There's no need to pull away. I only bite sometimes. For example, if you asked me to. Huh? What's that? Oh, no, not a chance anyone will come in the locker room now. It's getting kind of late. Why? Are you worried about somebody catching us doing something inappropriate? I don't know. You tell me. What's going on in your little mind? It might turn out you're not so innocent after all. Look who's got so defensive all of a sudden. Why should I believe you? All right then, if you say so, princess. I'll take it as you don't think I'm attractive. I don't know. Shouldn't I? I'm just playing with you. I already know the truth. You're into girls, just like me. And you think I'm hot. It's not hard to tell, baby girl. Trust me. Volleyball's not the only thing I've got good experience with. And you should know that I'm the last person you should be ashamed to tell it to. Unless I'm just scaring you. Is that it? Am I too intimidating? You kinda like it? What does that mean? You like to feel intimidated? Kinda. I think we'll get along even better than I thought. It's actually getting hard to resist now. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if you're comfortable with it. I don't want to press you or make you feel like you can't say no and do something you don't want. Oh, I don't want to take advantage of you. In the bad sense, anyway. You would need to tell me you want it. Oh, come on. Don't pretend you don't understand. We both know where this is going. There's only one direction. I think I know why you're so unsure about all of this. You've never been with a girl in that way before, have you? Just tell the truth. It's okay if that's the case. You don't need to be embarrassed or anything. It's even more than fine with me, in fact. Remember what I said earlier about not being able to teach the bad girls anything? And how good girls like you are way more fun? What do you think I was talking about? Come here. Look at me. Please, look right into my eyes. Come on, look up. I'm here. Hey. Okay, now, I'm going to ask you something. Do you want to kiss me? Or me to kiss you? Yeah, right now. Right here. Nobody will walk in on us. Don't worry about it. Come on. I can teach you. You'll be fine. Just trust me. Come here. Come here. Did you like that? Do you want more? Do you want more? But I mean, the other kind of more? Like, do you want to go all the way? I'm not pressuring you, but you obviously liked our first kiss, and you obviously like me enough to still be here. All you have to say is yes. And I'll show you just what the real girl-on-girl experience is all about. And why it's the best one. you can say no. Then we can just grab our bags and go home and pretend that this never happened. The choice is all yours right now. Are you sure you want to do it? God, Jess, come here. What? I told you, nobody will walk in. This locker room is all ours. Besides, I can't wait any longer. You've teased me long enough. Doesn't my touch feel so soft? So right? This is why girls are better. I know exactly how to touch you. Take this shirt off. Don't get me wrong, you look pretty damn good in it. But, oh yes, this body is just so much better to look at. I've been dying to check out your nipples. Can I get rid of this? Bye, bra. Stop worrying. Nobody's going to see you. I dare somebody to ruin this for me. It can't happen. It won't happen. I've waited too long for you, my dear. Have you ever felt anything like this on your tits before? Feels so much better than using your own hands, doesn't it? Yeah, you know what else feels even better? You like that? You like my tongue on your cute little nipples? How about this? What's that? Did I just hear a moan? Gosh, you're so cute. You don't need to be shy with me. Go ahead. I want to hear you do it. Moan for me, sweetheart. Show me you like my mouth on your tits. Come on. Does it hurt when I caress your naked body with my nails like this? Or does it feel good? Kind of both? I'll take it as you like it. From shoulders all the way down to your lower back. To your neck. Gently. Slowly, then switch to touching you with my hands. Your body is just perfect, baby. Oh yeah, I'm loving it. I just want to worship you, lick you all over. Hold on, lean your head to the side. How's that? You like your neck played with? How about your ears? Lean back. I'm gonna go down on you. Don't be nervous. Oh my God, your thighs. We can take this off too now, right? It's in the way. We can leave your cute little panties on just a little bit longer. I can tell how excited you are. Be patient, princess. You don't get to feel my tongue on your kitty cat just yet. I have to drive you insane before I give it to you. I need to hear you beg me for it. Oh, I'm loving it. Look who's the eager one now. Just how I like it. Beg me more. Do it better. Louder. Beg me to eat your pussy. Come on. Convince me. All right. Maybe just the tip of my tongue for a second through the panties. Oh, you taste so sweet. That's right. You don't get to feel my mouth on your bear pussy just yet. I think I need to hear you moan more. And louder. Then, maybe I'll be convinced you really need it. And deserve it. Oh, what's that? You can't take it anymore? All right. I can't take it anymore either, to be honest. I need to devour this tasty little cunt. Let's get you out of these. That's it. Show it to me. Show me that pretty pussy. Spread your fucking legs. Wide open. Good girl. Keep it as wide as possible while I'm looking at it. My God, it's so beautiful. Are you sure you can handle whatever I want to do to it? It's your first time. It might be too intense. You don't care? Fine. Just know that I don't plan on going easy on you. Hold fucking tight for me, baby. Yeah. Oh yeah, sit right where you are. I know it's good. Moan for me. Do it. Oh, where are you going, huh? I want to make you come. You taste so good, baby. I can't hold back. Okay, stop. Not yet. Turn around for me. I can't make you come without doing this first. Come on, show me your ass. Oh, yes, there you go. Show me that sexy fucking ass. If nobody ever did that for you, then nobody definitely didn't do this for you. What, you don't like it? It's just my tongue on your cute little asshole. It means no harm. I promise. Ah, fuck. Every part of you tastes so fucking perfect. Spread those cheeks for me. Come on. Show me you want it. Flip over for me again. Do you want me to finish the job? Ask me nicely. Say please. Beg me again. All right. I'll get you there. That's it. Squirm for me. Oh, yeah. It's coming. How about a countdown? I want you to hold it in just a little bit more. I'll count from 10 to 1. And when I say 1, you will come for me, yeah? Okay, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, we're almost there. Hold it for me. 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me. Come for me right now. Push me into it. Lock me in with your legs. There. Oh, good girl. How was that? You should have seen yourself. It's like you had a seizure. It was so hot. Who knows? Maybe next time I'll even make you squirt. I'll show you what that is. Next time. For now, let's get dressed back up and head home together. It's getting really late.